day 10. Early this morning, I went to the SARS kitchen and told Mrs. L, the chief executive, that I thought I got infected. At first, she laughed crazily, and then a fearful gleam appeared in her eyes, and when I spoke of their conspiracy, she got very mad. Outside the SARS kitchen, quite a crowd had gathered, among them Uncle X and his sneezing dog, all staring at me. I could see their faces as most of them refused to wear a mask. Some of them were masked, concealing their illness. Others had rashes on their faces. I knew they were all one gang, all liars. Suddenly, my wife appeared. "Put on your masks, the whole lot of you," she shouted. "What's the point of looking at a sick man?" I had to warn these people. "You must disinfect at once, first by washing your hands instead of your head, then use mouthwash and speak the truth. You must realize that there will be no place for liars in this post-coronavirus world and the future. If you don't wash your hands and mouths before you have been brainwashed, you may all infect each other. However many billions of you are there, you will be wiped out by the virus, just as those foreigners killed by the bubonic plague." Mrs. L wanted to send her guards to grab hold of me, but I managed to escape with 75% alcohol spray in my hand. On my way home, I sent a wee cheat message to all of them. "You must wash your hands and mouths at once, then disinfect your hearts and minds. You must know that there'll never be a place for COVID liars in the future."